Defence Minister Maurice Payne wants the media that broadcast a radio transmission made from an Australian RAF patrol plane to the Chinese Navy during a flyover over the disputed South China Sea, including the ABC, to explain why they did so. The publication of the radio call drew a stern reaction from China, and locally, the opposition wants the government to detail what operations it has ordered the military to conduct in the region. Political reporter Tom Eagledon has more from Canberra.
Tensions have been rising in the disputed waters surrounding the Spratly Islands in the South China Sea. China's one of the claimants on the strategically important area. It's built artificial islands and military bases there and doesn't recognise the right of other nations to pass through it under freedom of navigation rules that govern international waters. Last month, a BBC reporter hired a private plane and flew over the area, recording the reaction from Chinese naval personnel stationed below.
In northwest of Meiqi River. This is Chinese Navy. You are threatening the security of our station. In order to avoid miscalculations, please stay away and this area and leave immediately.
The British broadcaster also recorded an unanswered radio transmission from an Australian Orion P-3 military surveillance aircraft flying over the area on November 25.
China Navy, we are an Australian aircraft exercising international freedom of navigation rights in international airspace.
Now, the Defence Minister, Maurice Payne, is being asked why the Australian surveillance operation in the South China Sea was revealed on the BBC.
Given we're talking about an operation that's been underway since 1980, regular process, perhaps the approach that the media take of a shock, horror, revelation is one for them to talk about, not for me.
That's the first public acknowledgement from a defence minister of Operation Gateway, under which routine patrols are run. After the BBC report, the Chinese Foreign Ministry warned any nation against the use of freedom of navigation for what it calls a pretext to harm China's sovereignty. The country's leading nationalist newspaper, the state-owned Global Times, is less diplomatic in an editorial in today's edition.
The Chinese people cannot understand why the Australian military would get involved. And to be honest, they have less patience to prevent a flare-up. Australian military planes better not regularly come to the South China Sea to get involved, and especially don't test China's patience by flying close to China's islands. Everyone has always been careful, but it would be a shame if one day a plane fell from the sky and it happened to be Australian.
But Defence Minister Maurice Payne's downplaying the level of animosity in China over the public revelation of the operation.
I don't think the Chinese are at all surprised to know that Australia supports freedom of navigation, freedom of overflight in accordance with the international law of the sea.
The opposition's defence spokesman Stephen Conroy says Australians have a right to know what operations their military is involved in the South China Sea.
The Defence Minister and the government should come clean and state unequivocally what operations the Australian Air Force have been engaged in.
Do you agree with the Defence Minister, though, that the media has some questions to answer here for broadcasting this?
Not at all. I don't think that the Minister's answer is satisfactory at all. So I think the Minister should stop being cute and just state simply and straightforwardly that Australia will continue and this is part of Australia exercising its rights under the international laws.
Wouldn't it be more prudent for her not to comment on an ongoing semi-military operation?
Well, look, I think exercising freedom of navigation, by definition, isn't a military operation per se. It's exercising the rights under the international laws, and we should stand and say that that's what we're doing.
The opposition's defence spokesman, Stephen Conroy. Tom Eagledon reporting.